Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Leadership Lean In. We are leaning into the subject of leadership. We are leaning in to get a little bit better. Remember, we said it last week, but you can never surpass your living. Your living determines your leading. We're trying to get better, not just at leadership. We're trying to be good humans, people. We're trying to live a really good life. And we know out of that, we'll be able to lead others. That will be our confidence and our security. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who has subscribed to our YouTube channel, listening to Spotify and subscribing there or on iTunes. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sharing it. Thank you for liking it. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for sending your questions and how the podcast is impacting your life. We're hearing from leaders all over the world. It is a global podcast. We're hearing from people all over the world that are leaning in with us. And again, we are not experts. We don't know it all, but together we are on a journey to become a little bit better. So I'm going to jump right into today's topic because I'm very excited about it. And I want to say before I jump in, also subscribe to our weekly emails. We sent out some content every week on the emails. You can grab that on the link in my bio on the great resource of Instagram, or follow us on Instagram. Leadership Lean In has its own handle. What fantastic days. Okay, I want to talk to you around this idea today. Let me tell you who we're not. In leadership, it is so important to identify your heroes, your influences, the ones you want to be like, your mentors. I think it's always great to have in your life some people that are ahead of you, in front of you, people that, you know, you go, man, I love their communication. I love the way they handle money. For me, their marriage is an inspiration, their discipline. This author, you know, when I get around, I got to meet Patrick Lencioni last summer, and I go, you have made such an impact on my life. I have read Five Dysfunctions of a Team and The Advantage and all your Death by Media. I've read all your books, or John Maxwell, Craig Rochelle. It's so great to have people that we admire. So you need to have people that you go, I'm trying to be like them. And it is always good to be able to look at others and go, I refuse to be like them. I want to remind you, let me tell you who we're not. One of my favorite leaders until the end of his life is a guy full of wisdom named Solomon in the Bible. Solomon writes so many proverbs, so much wisdom. It's the one thing he asked from God. But one of my favorite things he says, he goes, I went by the lazy man's house and I saw all the destruction. And it spoke to me. I learned from failure. Other people's mistakes don't have to be yours. You can learn from them and you could say, you know what? We're not going to be like that. We refuse to live our life or to lead like that kind of leader. I want to give you 10 things today. Let me tell you who we're not. Number one, we are not big time. We are not big time. We are small, humble, kind, gracious. We're not trying to be big and flaunt and be somebody and get a big following and have a big name. And, you know, no, listen, the big time is where you're at. The big time is what you're doing. We're not trying to be big time. We're happy with our home. We're happy with our grace. We're happy with our influence. We're happy with what God's given us. We're happy in our city. We're happy in our field of whatever your hand has found you to do. Just listen, don't live to be the kind of leader that's big time. Because then all of a sudden you big time in people and you're trying to run around and listen, no. Save all that for somebody else that'll destroy their life. You stay simple. You stay humble. We are not big time. We are, we're approachable. We're humans. We are just like everybody else. Remember that old SNL with Will Ferrell, I Want More Cowbell? And you know, Bruce Dickinson, you know, the great producer, you know, he's walking in, he goes, hey, I'm just like everybody else. The only difference between me and you is when I wake up in the morning, I put my underwear on, I make gold records. I love that line. It's so, he's making fun of somebody that pretends like they are somebody and I make gold records. Listen, we are not those people. We're not big time. We're kind. We're grounded. We're rooted. We're really simple. We live a disciplined lifestyle. We love to be devoted to the right things. We're not big time. We're, in fact, not even impressed with ourselves. Live as a leader that is impressed with others. Don't be so impressed. Don't read your own press clippings. Don't drink your own Kool-Aid. You are not big time. Greatness is entered through the servant's gates. Never forget it. Number two, we're not into ourselves. We're into others. Nothing tells on a person more than what comes out of their mouth. And so when you go to dinner with someone or you get a coffee with someone, ask them questions. And the more they talk, the more you'll discover what's in their heart. Narcissistic leaders can't help but tell on themselves. They talk about where they've been, who they know, what they're doing, what they're up to, who offended them, blah, blah, blah. And it's just, listen, we are not those kind of leaders. We're not like them. We are not into ourselves. We're into others. And when you're into others, you ask them questions. How are you doing? What does that make you think about? What have you been reading? How are you feeling about this? We're not into ourselves. Don't become a narcissistic leader. Don't become someone that just you're into you and your platform and your following and how you're doing it. Don't be like them. Be like someone that is into others, adds value to others, serve others. Make your leadership not about you. Leadership is not about you. Leadership is about others. We are not those people that make life about ourselves. The narrative is not us. The narrative is them. The narrative is the team. The narrative is what we're doing. It's not about me. It's all about others. Number three, we're not looking for the easy way out. Listen, if you have minimum effort, you'll create medium results. We are not trying to create a medium result life. If I only work in mediums, I will only create minimums. I only create mediums. I'm trying to work with all my heart. One of my favorite scriptures is Colossians 3:23. Everything you do, do wholeheartedly as unto the Lord. What's the Bible teaching us here? The Bible's teaching us is that we don't work for man. And we don't work for a paycheck. We are working all of our services unto God. God is watching and God will reward. So listen, we're not looking for the easy way out. I'm all into conveniences. I'm all into comfortability. Thank you, God, for all the apps. I'm a Postmater. I'm a DoorDasher. I like all the conveniences. So listen, I'm not saying work harder, do work smarter. Please, that's great leadership, is thinking critically and being very smart. But what I'm saying is I'm not looking for the easy way. Jesus was so busy. The greatest leader that ever walked the face of the earth was busy. There was demand. There was inconvenience. There was a pouring out. There was a giving. We're not looking for the easy way out. I want to work smarter, not harder, but the gift of work is a thrill and a privilege. Write down number four. We're not taking ourselves seriously. My dad used to always say growing up, Chad, everybody is laughing at you. You might as well jump in. What was he teaching me as a young man? Hey, man, don't take yourself so serious. Don't be so like on edge and make people walk on eggshells around you. If you're a leader that makes others walk on eggshells around you, something is wrong with your soul. Something is wrong with your identity, because you've got to be someone that's free-spirited, someone that has levity and laughter. Now, don't get me wrong. We take the right thing serious. I take my finances seriously. I take the call on my life very serious. I take the things that are in my heart. I take my family and the stewardship of my children and marriage very seriously. I take morals and ethics very seriously. So I take serious the right things. But when it comes to me, I don't take myself serious. Years ago, I was sitting with somebody and they were referring to somebody else that I know. And they go, you know about that guy, you know what his problem is? His problem is he takes himself too serious. And he looked at me and said, you know why you'll make it here in LA? Because you don't take yourself seriously. I took that as a compliment. Of course, you know, we're serious about leadership. We're serious about growth. We're serious about potential. We're serious about the things that we have in our heart. But when it comes to taking myself seriously, nah. Everybody else is laughing. I'm joining in. You know, there's about 3-4 things about you that everybody could have a go at you right now. Like, that's just funny. You're quirky. You're weird. You got stuff. Just idiosyncrasies. There's just stuff about you. It's just like, oh, it's just so funny that you do that. Jump in. Laugh with them. Everybody's just kind of going like, dude, that's so weird that you do that. Just enjoy it. Don't take yourself serious, because what you'll do is you'll create this bizarre world around you where no one can talk to you and no one can have a go and no can. It's just a so you're so high and mighty. We are not those people. Hear me. We are not those people. Write down the next one. We are not trying to be anyone else. I love my heroes. I referred to Patrick Lencioni and John Maxwell. I'm grateful for their influence. I'm grateful for the authors. I'm grateful for, you know, people that are in front of me. I don't want to be them. I'm really happy being me. I like my gift. I like my grace. I like my call. I like my personality. I like where I live. I like my family. I like my community. I like my church. Like, don't live a life of envy. Don't live a life of trying to be someone you're not. You are great because you're a contrast. You are great because you complement everyone else by being your unique self. We don't need carbon copies of somebody else. We don't need you to try and steal this, that, and the other. We need you to be you. You are the gift. You are the unique expression. You are designer's original. So guess what? Stop trying to be somebody you're not. That's how they act. That's not how you act. That's how they think. That's their vantage point. That's not how you view things. You be yourself. You be true to what you know is what's in your heart and what's on your life and the way you see it. Be you. No one likes a fake you. Everybody enjoys a real you. Number six, we're not trying to be discovered. This drives me crazy. By the way, if you're good enough, you're going to get discovered. When you're really, really good, they don't call them, they'll call you. We're not trying to get discovered. Like, we're not jockeying. We're not positioning. We're not trying to network. We're not trying to get in with so-and-so. We don't think like that. We don't act like that. That is bizarre. That is weird. Call it what, we're not like them. They're trying to get, they want news articles and they want to be seen with so-and-so. And this weird. We're not like them. We want to be pure, simple, humble, committed, loyal, faithful, reliable. Like, we just, that's not us. How about you just go, you know what? Even if I'm on the backside of a David's on the backside of a desert in Nowhereville, taking care of a bunch of lamb and sheep. God's like, I found him. He's my guy. And he promoted him. Let God do that stuff. Saying this last week, but you worry about the depth of your life. God will take care of the breadth of your life. If you're really, really good, trust me, they'll come calling. If you're good at what you do, the phone's going to start ringing because you can't hide greatness. You can't. Listen, what I've learned about life and leadership, the cream always rises to the top. It always gets discovered. When you shine and you're secure and you're comp, listen, all of that stuff will get told in time. You just keep being you. You keep being simple. You keep being grounded. We're not trying to get discovered. Nothing worse than you go to the conference or you go to the event and somebody's there networking and trying to get in and trying to get the invite. It's like, bro, just chill. Don't reach for anything in life. Don't strive. Don't try and get, just kill all that. Be you. Add value. Don't try and use people. Despise that kind of leader. Next one, number seven. We're not bad at getting back to people. We are not bad at getting, I'm being a little bit tenacious today, a little bit amped up, but hear my heart behind this. We're not like them. We're not bad at getting back to people. In other words, we kindly reply. We're blessed to be in communication. Someone recently got very upset at me and sent me a very a lengthy text. I had hurt their feelings. And their text, you know, was colorful. And what it came down to was when I called the person, because when I called the person and said, hey, are you good? Like, this feels a little bit out of nowhere. What it came down to, they said, when your book came out, I sent you a congratulations text, and you never text back. And then I sent you this text, and you didn't reply. And so it was compounded. Well, when that happens to you, don't make excuses. Don't explain yourself. Don't try and twist it back on them. You got problems, you got issues. Just apologize. Sorry I didn't get back to you. Getting back to people is such a big deal because there's psyche involved. There's confidence. There's identity. And when you think you're above having to return text or above having to return emails, something's wrong. Now, listen, we all are bombarded. We're all busy. But to the best of your ability, get back to people. People matter most. People are the most important thing. And I've said it before, you can't be a good leader and a bad communicator. So if you care about others, try and be a good communicator. Texting and emailing is communication. Do the best you can to communicate. Just a couple more. I'm just kind of just telling you how it is today. We're not like those guys, okay? Number 8, we are not masters of manipulation. We are not masters. I can't stand manipulative leaders. I can't stand leaders that manipulate. It drives me bonkers because what it is it's saying you don't have the ability to make decisions. And so I'm going to manipulate you to do things you don't want to do. I'm going to make you do things that you said are no already. Well, no is not good enough. And so it's control. It is trying to control the narrative. It is trying to control things. It is manipulative. Do not be manipulated. Especially refuse manipulative leaders. Do not let them in your life. Do not let them in your head. You be strong in who you're supposed to be. You go by your convictions and you don't have to give in to somebody. Recently, somebody in our church was trying to manipulate them. They showed me the text. I said, nope, that's manipulation. And the staff member was like, oh, that's what that is. I go, look, and I tried to break it down. See, the reason why they're preying on your emotions and being emotional is because, by the way, if you go over there to see this person, the moment you walk in, they're going to smile because it was all manipulation to get you to come over. And I forget what this person was asking them to, you know, help them with or did it. But it wasn't even about the issue. It was about trying to manipulate this staff member into doing something that they clearly said, I can't today. I've got things with my family, blah, 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 blah. Fill in the blank. Listen, what's so important is that I had to look at the staff member and say, listen, you don't have to give into a spirit of manipulation. Do what's in your heart. Do what is right. And when someone tries to manipulate, the best thing to do is call them out. Hey, you trying to manipulate me here into doing this, into giving, into whatever? Listen, every person has to do what's in their own heart. Every leader has to decide what they want to do. Don't be a person under compulsion doing things that you know you don't want to do. I can't stand. You know what I love? I love the law of opposite. Free, open-handed. You decide. You're your own person. You're on your own 2 feet. We're not trying to manipulate anybody. No, by the way, no one's ours. No one owes me anything. No one belongs to me. No one's mine. My church is not mine. My kids are not mine. My staff is not mine. My spouse, all of it's God's. None of it's mine. Manipulators are like, I want more control. I want this person and loyalty and da-da-da-da. And it's so bizarre. We're not like them. 2 more and then I'll get off my soapbox. We're not users of people. We don't leverage them. We don't use people. Nothing worse than a leader just runs through people, just uses and uses and uses and uses. And then the wake behind them is just blood. The wake behind them is so much carnage. The wake behind them is so much offense, so much just confusion. We don't use people. We add value to people. We serve people. We love people. We help people. We give to people. We're not looking for what we can get from them. We are looking for what we can give to them. That's leadership. Leadership is serving. Leadership is not about being served, it's about serving. So we don't use people. We don't leverage people. Narcissism is about sucking dry everything I can get from you and then on to the next. And then I suck dry all the resources here and then on to the next. And it's never about that person. It's all about what they could get. Do not be like them. We don't use people. We don't abuse people. We don't leverage people. We help people. We love people. We are secure enough in our soul. We are secure enough in our identity that it's not about us, it's about them. And when you're broken and when you got issues, you make it all about you. It's narcissism. We don't be like them. Be like the leader you want to be and you're called to be. I can't stand leaders that use people. That old person is just like, I'm just a tool. You just use me as a tool. This is never about me and my next thing and what I can get to and what I can accomplish. This is about you and your agenda and your platform and your name and your fame and who you could become. No, 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 no. We are not like them. We are like those that say, I see gold in you. I see potential in you. And I'm going to faithfully serve and add value and call out the best in you for years and years and years until you're on your own 2 feet and you can run and you can soar way past what I ever dreamt for my own life. And the last one, number 10, we're not living in dysfunction. Remember, whatever you tolerate, you have to live with. Whatever you tolerate, you have to live with. We are not living in dysfunction. You know what we are living in? We are living with an obsession to grow. Why are we listening to this podcast? Why are we talking today together, you and I? We're talking because both of us want to grow. We want to get a little bit better. We want to get a little bit stronger. We want to get a little bit softer, a little bit kinder, a little bit more generous, a little bit more secure. We want to just grow. That's why we read books. That's why we read, in our case, the Bible. That's why we listen to podcasts. That's why we have conversations that are meaningful. That's why we inspect our life. Why? Because we don't want to stay dysfunctional. If you're dysfunctional, that's all right. It's fine that you're dysfunctional. Now, don't stay that way. You don't have to stay so broken. You don't have to. Don't listen. If you tolerate it, you're gonna have to live with it. Don't tolerate your own dysfunction. Get obsessed with health, growth, forward progress, and forward momentum. So listen, I know who we want to be like. That is awesome that you've got mentors, pastors, leaders that you admire, you look to, you listen to. That is, I'm in the same boat. There's people I just go, gosh, I want to, there's so many great things about their character and their lifestyle, but these, oh, heck no. I'm not going to be like them. No. Let me tell you who we're not. We're not like that. We don't use, we don't leverage, we don't live dysfunctional, we don't lie, we don't manipulate, we don't make everything about ourselves, we're not trying to be big time. Come on, man. I feel like Keyshawn, come on, man. You want to be a great leader? If you're too big to serve, you're too small to lead. You want to be a great leader? Great. Make everything about others. But you can't do that till you get your soul right. And so that is why it's always important to inspect your own life so you can get a little bit healthier. I am Chad Veach. I am in LA. God clearly loves LA. And we'll see you next week. Leadership Lean In. We out.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in Raw through your favorite podcast app.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.